And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In the fashionable New York restaurant where Rupert Barlow is given a dinner party, before the performance of the show in which Claudia Vincent is to star for the first time opposite Larry Noble, Mary is in the powder room with her good friend Maud Marlowe and has just called the theater to give her husband a word of cheer, only to learn the most distressing news from the play's producer, Harold Ramsey, who says...
I'm sorry, Mary, but Larry isn't here. And now he's gone out to look for Claudia Vincent, so that leaves us without either a leading man or a leading woman. Take my advice, Mary. Take your guests to the movies. Don't come here to see tonight's performance.
But I can't understand how such a thing could happen, Mr. Ramsey, on this important night. Why, surely Claudia must have been detained by some accident. Well, she wouldn't stay away so long.
Oh, I don't know where she is. I only know that I could kick myself for listening to Larry and putting a rank amateur into a hit Broadway show. He sold me on the fact that Claudia's an excellent actress.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ramsey. I wish there was something I could do. Well, we're coming over to the theater in any case. Let's hope for the best.
The best of what? Oh, I tell you, I've worried so much now that nothing matters. Nothing, do you hear? You may see me coming on stage to announce there won't be any performance tonight. And if it comes to that, I promise you Larry will be sorry for doing this. Oh, goodbye, Mary. I'm too angry to say any more.
Goodbye.
Well, are you going to have me die of curiosity, or will you tell me what this is all about?
Oh, Maud, it's so awful. I don't understand.
But don't just stand there and say it's so awful, Mary. Tell me what you're talking about. I heard you say it was Harold Ramsey.
Yes. He's absolutely furious. And I don't blame him at all.
But what's happened now?
It's Claudia Vincent. She hasn't shown up yet at the theater.
What? Well, what an ingrate. She's given a starring role on Broadway and she hasn't shown up. Well, what's the matter with that woman? I think of how I struggle to even get a walk-on in a play. How I've spent years working for any kind of part. And, oh, well, doesn't anyone have any idea where she is? What about Larry? Surely he must know.
No, he doesn't, Maud. Larry has gone out to try to find her.
Larry has? Oh, fine. 15 minutes before curtain time and both stars are nowhere to be found. Well, I didn't think Larry would be such a fool. Why did he let Claudia out of his sight in the first place? He's had her close enough to him all these past weeks.
Well, that's the strangest part of it, Maud. Harold Ramsey said that Claudia went out over 2 hours ago with Oliver Wilson.
Oh, my sainted aunt. Now I have put my foot in it. Oh, come on, Mary. Don't say a word about this to anybody. Let's join the others and get over to the theater. Maybe a miracle will happen.
Mary Noble obeys Maud Marlowe's suggestion, and a short time later she's standing in front of the theater, more nervous than she'll admit, as her friends, Tom Bryson the playwright, Rupert Barlow, his secretary Julia Dixon, and Maud Marlowe start inside. But Mary hangs back, and Tom Bryson notices her hesitation and comes to her side.
What's the matter, honey? You look sick.
Me? Oh, no, Tom, I'm quite all right.
Well, then why not go inside with the others? Or do you want to run backstage for a minute just to say hello to Larry and Claudia?
No, we mustn't go backstage, Tom. Not now.
Well, why not? Look, Mary. Something wrong?
I called the theater before I left the restaurant. And they're all very upset.
Oh, you mean Claudia suddenly got stage fright?
Oh, it isn't that. Claudia wasn't there.
Claudia wasn't there? Well, how do you like that? After Larry breaks his neck to get her this chance in the theater, she lets him down. Well, this ought to teach him a lesson.
Oh, I wish this night were over. I'm so nervous I can hardly bear it.
Now, just take it easy, Mary. Everything will turn out all right. You didn't let that little scene of Julia Dixon's at the restaurant bother you, I hope.
Oh, it isn't that. I just wish this evening were over.
Well, spoken like a true hostess.
Oh, Tom, you know what I mean.
Yes, sure, I know. But just don't let it worry you too much. There's nothing that you can do in any case.
But what if Claudia doesn't show up at all?
Well, they'll put on her understudy, and that will be the end of Claudia. But I don't think she'll run out. She's much too ambitious. Now, come on. Maud and Julia are waiting near the door. Let's go in there.
All right. Oh, where's Rupert? I ought to give him his ticket.
Oh, you go ahead, Mary. I'll find him.
Oh, very well, Mary. I lost you in the crowd. Mary, stay out in the air for a minute and keep me company. Will you, my dear?
I really think I ought to go inside with the others, Rupert.
Oh, nonsense. Tom Bryson here will take charge. Won't you, old man?
If Mary wants to wait, of course.
You won't turn me down, will you, my dear?
Well, Rupert, if you promise not to make me late for the curtain, I'd like to wait and see whether Oliver Wilson is going to get here for the show.
All right, Mary. I'll leave these three tickets with you. Take the others inside. You better not be late, though. You know what Larry thinks of late theatergoers.
I'll be there in time, Tom.
Thank you, Mary. I did want to have a minute with you alone. I'm rather disturbed.
Yes, I'm sure you must be, Rupert.
Why, I had no idea Julia Dixon would take on so. About that Oliver Wilson of all people. Well, she's always been so sensible, so very dependable.
Perhaps that's just why the young man appeals to her. He must represent all the romantic qualities that she's dreamed of for many years.
Well, that sounds like a reproof to me, Mary. Are you trying to say that I've been unfair to Julia? That I pushed her into this ridiculous liaison?
Oh, no, Rupert. I'm only suggesting an explanation for the way she feels about Oliver. You can't really blame her, you know. He is a very attractive man.
Well, I don't see it at all. Why, he's a born idler, a ne'er-do-well.
You don't know that, Rupert. It's only what you'd like to believe.
Well, why must you stand up for this wretch, Mary? Have you fallen for him, too?
Oh, no, I hardly know him. But I do find him very pleasant. I'm sorry you had to miss the play tonight.
No manners. The idea of running off like that without a word.
But if you were ill, if his tooth needed attention, it's easy to understand.
And as for his ridiculous story about being waylaid on the road and beaten up, well, I swear it's all a lot of lies. And certainly I had nothing to do with it. I can't understand what Julia's thinking of, accusing me of such behavior. And in front of that whole room. The story will be in all the papers tomorrow.
Yes, I'm sure it will. But I hope you won't be too hard on Julia. I feel very sorry for her.
So, well, in heaven's name, Mary, why?
Well, she's been deeply in love with you for the 10 years you've known her, Rupert. And she's expected to become your wife from the start. Now, I believe she's accepted Oliver Wilson in desperation.
Oh, you don't think she's in love with him?
I hope she is. But I don't believe she loves him as she loved you.
Well, hang it all, Mary. You're making it very awkward for me.
I'm sorry, Rupert. Perhaps we'd better go in the theater.
No, just 1 minute. No, please. I hate those crowds, you know, that stuffy theater. Besides, what are you going to do about that extra ticket? Turn it in or what?
Oh, it's too late for that.
Oh, no, it's not too late. Look at the box office. There are lots of people looking for seats. My advice is to turn it in.
But suppose Oliver should arrive late.
Well, let him manage as best he can. Surely we're not expected to wait for him indefinitely.
Still, I don't like the idea, Rupert. I believe I'll leave this ticket at the box office in his name. If he does come late, he can ask for it.
Yeah, whatever you say, Mary. Uh-oh.
What?
Here comes Oliver Wilson.
Why, I say, Mrs. Noble, 1,000 apologies for being so late. I can't begin to tell you how distressed I am.
We were about to give you up, young man. Since you failed to show up at dinner.
Why, I thought I'd explain that, sir. This tooth of mine has been giving me such trouble, and after being waylaid and assaulted, it was worse than ever. I didn't want to cause poor Julia any more trouble than I could help, so I left the note in my room.
Oh, does it feel better now, your tooth?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Noble, thanks. A lot better, and I hope that I'm not too late.
Oh, not at all. The curtain hasn't gone up yet. We were just going inside.
And you still have my ticket?
Oh, yes, here it is.
Oh, bless you for being so patient with me. If I'd missed the theater tonight, I'd have been bitterly disappointed. I must go in now and see if Julia will forgive me, as she is inside, isn't she?
Yes, she went in with the others.
I expect that she's furious with me, but I must make her believe I ran away only to spare her any further bother with me. Do you think she'll believe that, Mrs. Noble?
No. Why don't you ask Julia and see?
Oh, I shall. I'll do my best to convince her. It's the most important thing in the world to me right now. If I thought that my darling Julia was really angry with me, I'd be terribly unhappy.
I'm sure she'll understand. But we'll have to go inside now. We haven't much time.
Of course. After you, Mrs. Noble.
Thank you. I do hope you're feeling all right now.
Oh, I feel fine. That is, I'm ever so much better. The only thing that bothers me is the thought that I've caused you all so much trouble.
Trouble? Oh, nonsense. We just carried on without you. As a matter of fact, we scarcely missed you at all.
As the three passed through into the theater, Mary is more and more apprehensive as she walks between Rupert Barlow and Oliver Wilson. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.